News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees remain the focus on Capitol Hill. Robert Kennedy Jr. will meet with more than two dozen senators this week. But as those meetings continue, ABC Stephen Portnoy says there's another priority, keeping the government funded. Text of a short-term agreement did not materialize over the weekend.
5 days before a shutdown deadline, there's still no agreement on enhanced aid to cash-strapped farmers. There is still hope for a deal and just enough time to get it onto President Biden's desk if the text can be released quickly. It's expected a short-term stopgap would keep government agencies funded through mid-March to allow time for the new Congress and the Trump administration to come up with a broader spending package that reflects their priorities.
Elected leaders from several northeastern states continue to call on the federal government to give them more resources to address drone sightings. In his first statement since fleeing to Russia, ousted Syrian leader Bashar Assad said he never wanted to flee but left when it became too dangerous to stay. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
4WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Wisconsin Republicans will meet Tuesday as required under federal law to cast the state's electoral college votes for President-elect Donald Trump, not a day earlier as state law calls for. Election officials and the State Department of Justice agreed that federal law should be followed. The Wisconsin Republican Party sued in federal court last week, seeking an order to resolve which of the two conflicting dates they should meet. U.S. District Judge James Peterson dismissed the case Thursday because everyone agreed that the votes should be cast Tuesday, essentially making the lawsuit moot. President-elect Donald Trump's former Wisconsin attorney has lashed out at the state's Democratic attorney general for filing felony charges against him and two others related to the 2020 fake elector scheme. Jim Tropas said after his initial court appearance Thursday that he was the victim of lawfare that wreaked havoc on his career and personal life. Kenneth Cheesebrough, an attorney who advised Trump's 2020 campaign, and Mike Roman, Trump's director of Election Day operations in 2020, appeared in court by phone. All three are charged with 11 felony forgery counts. The next court date was set for January 28th. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she will support President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Department of Transportation, former Wisconsin Representative Sean Duffy. Baldwin and Duffy met Thursday. She says her priority is whether a pick will be good for the Badger State, and she believes Duffy would be. She says the two have worked together before and will do so again to provide Wisconsin with clean drinking water, good transportation options, and shipping options. As holiday celebrations continue, the American Red Cross encourages donors to keep the blood supply top of mind by giving blood or platelets this month.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers beat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay jumped out to an early lead and beat the Seahawks 30-13. The Packers scored on a 10-play opening drive. Running back Josh Jacobs was the ball carrier on 9 of those plays.
I always want to set the tone. I always want to start the game a certain type of way to create, you know, energy and things like that for the team.
The Packers offense began to sputter in the third quarter. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, it's something that we're going to have to clean up, just having that consistency through four quarters and being able to put together a four-quarter battle.
Next, the Packers host the Saints on Monday Night Football. College volleyball, the Wisconsin women's team losing the regional finals to Nebraska in 3 straight sets.
It's always hard when you lose that your last match. You feel for them, especially when you see the work that they do day in and day out, and stacking years on top of that.
As Badgers head coach Kelly Sheffield with sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is foggy with drizzle this morning. It is going to stay cloudy, becoming breezy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 42. Tonight, breezy, 28. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cooler, 37. By Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of only 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome talent manager and actress Heather Arndt and Appleton-based comedian Rob Brackenridge, who drops by the studio for some laughs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to the Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, and I've dedicated this Motown Monday to the Tower of Power. So all the songs are going to be Tower of Power's Christmas songs, and I am so honored to have in studio a good friend, Mr. Jerry Wilson. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Ingram. It is a pleasure to be with you and your listening audience this morning.
Well, listen, man, you are here because you can bring light and shine light on something that man needs to have the light shined on it, and that's Medicare. And so we're going to talk about Medicare and the Affordable Care Act and all of those different things. I said to you before we came on the air, I've been on Medicare now for 5 years.
Congratulations.
And I'll tell you something. I know less about it now than I did the first time I went on it.
Well, you know, Earl, we have a saying at Sovereign Select, and that's my company, Sovereign Select. I'm a member of the Sovereign Select team. Shout out to the team this morning. We have a saying that we take Medicare, we take the confusion out of Medicare through what's called the A, B, C, and D's of Medicare, explaining the different parts of what they, you know, what those mean. You said you've been on it since for 5 years. Part A is where that's your hospital part. Part B is going to be any like office visits or any outpatient procedures that you have. And part D is going to be your prescription drug plan. Now, there's a neat thing that came into play several years ago in the 1990s called a Medicare Advantage Plan. That's called a Part D as in David. So it takes Part A, Part B, and Part D and rolls it all into what's called a Medicare Advantage Plan. Or you could have what's called a Medicare Supplement. But we'll take it nice and slow because we got the Motown Monday and we got the, you know, the Tower of Power. Man, this is good stuff.
So we need to take it slow because, unfortunately, there are people who are out here who are taking advantage of the fact that the people don't know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the trust factor and talking about this with people is very low.
Yes.
Because there are people who are predatory when it comes to people not understanding. And what I don't understand is how our nation allows the predatory aspects of this to happen so regularly to the people who are, as we've aged, there should be some protection But right now, apparently there is not.
There are. But what happens is that people, you know, once you start playing in the Medicare space, you start to explore that. There's a couple of things that happen. Number one, every agent who you work with has to be licensed. And there's what's called, it's controlled by what's called the Center for Medicaid Services. They call CMS. And what they do is that they say you have to pass an exam in order to be able to enroll individuals into the different Medicare plans and to explain the plans. And as an agent, you can't be biased towards just simply steering them towards, you have to do what's in the best interest of the customer. So what should be taking place is that if you're working with an agent or you're just calling, you know, one of these 1-800 numbers,
right.
If you're calling these 1-800 numbers, you're getting somebody that's just trained to just churn and just get out as many enrollments as possible. What you want to do, Earl, is that you want to work with a local agent. We call it keep it local, keep it fresh. And you want to work with a local agent to say, hey, sit down, walk me through what it is that, you know, that I have here. And you know, Earl, I would love the opportunity to take you through what's called, you and your listening audience, through what's called the road to Medicare. We explain, like I said, the A is the hospitalization. That's where if you go into the hospital, you're covered under Medicare. And it charges you a certain, you may pay a certain, what's called a co-payment for that. And then you have the part B, which is where when you go to your doctor, you may have to pay a co-pay for that. In some cases, there is no co-pay, depending on which plan you're on. And if you're on a Medicare supplement, often that costs more than a regular Medicare Advantage plan. But there are two differences there.
So I've talked to people who swear that all you need is the red, white, and blue card.
Mr. Earl Ingram, I'm here to tell you this morning that if you just have the red, white, and blue card, which is called the original Medicare, without a Medicare supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan, you are committing financial suicide. And what I mean by that is that 80 to 90% of the bankruptcies in America take place because of medical bills.
Right.
And because with the red, white, and blue card, the government pays, Medicare pays 80% of the costs. And guess what? You pay 20%. And depending on how long you're in the hospital determines how big your bill is going to be. And so that's where I tell people, I don't care if you take a Medicare supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan, but please do not just have, in the day and age we live in, just do not have the original red, white, and blue Medicare card.
So the reason that what you just said is so critically important, those of us who are on Medicare, you know, we're kind of long of tooth. And so because we're long of tooth, it means that things that had always worked before aren't so likely to continue to work now. And it is in likelihood that at some point in time, we're going to need to be hospitalized.
That's so true.
Right? And so when I hear people say, well, hey, you shouldn't have, I don't know about you, you got these other options, and you're just being taken advantage of. Let's talk about, you know, the Medicare, the options, right? Because I've heard from people who will swear that, you know, these options, you're being hustled. And so how do I know whether Humana is the right option? How do I know whether some other entity is the right option? All these different things that are too complex for the average person to understand.
That's where you want to work with. If you work with, let's say, you work with an agent that specifically only sells Humana, you're not getting the full story. And I shouldn't have, you know, or if you're just working with an agency
right.
that only offers one product, then you're missing out on the rest of what's available in the health insurance universe. And what I mean by that is that I operate as Sovereign and myself, I operate as an independent agent or broker. I represent a number of major carriers that offer the different plans. So I'm not beholden to, let's say, one company. I can look across the financial landscape and say, hey, Earl, your situation is different than my situation. You may need, more prescriptions. And you may have, let's say you're on, and it's not, Earl, this is not untypical. You know, you typically can see sometimes people may have 5, 10, in some cases, 20 medications. And so you just don't want to get placed with one and say, well, if I only offer you Manna and they may have a higher drug cost than, let's say, company A, B, or C, then I want to be able to look across all three companies and say, which one's going to give me the lowest cost and is going to cause me the least amount of financial pain, but give me the coverage I'm looking for so that I don't feel like I'm being hustled.
So clearly, you're talking about tailoring the coverage to each individual.
Yes, okay, customization.
So where do I begin with that? Because people have lost trust in this process because somebody's taking advantage of them along the way.
Mm-hmm. And that happens because when you have like these call centers calling and they're blowing up people's phones like constantly.
And the actors and the movie stars on television.
And other folks are telling you to do this. You want to say, hey, thanks. Thanks for the information. But you want to independently review that situation so that you develop something that's customized for you and your circumstances. And what I mean by that is that, again, my situation may be different from your neighbor's situation. Oh, Earl, this is the one. No. I already talked to my cousin, and they told me to go on this plan. Well, that was good for your cousin, but that may not be the best plan for you because you may have a different set of health needs that are different than your cousin.
So here it is, December 7th, closed down the open enrollment period.
Yes.
So we missed the open enrollment period, and now we're stuck in the same situation we were in. Are we stuck in that situation until next open enrollment next year?
Well, Earl, I'm glad you asked that question this morning because there are a couple of options there. And if I could, you know, we always are, you know, at Sovereign and Jerry Wilson in particular are big on educating the community on what, you know, what just took place. So you typically have this big barrage or big media blitz from October 15th through December 7th. That's called the annual enrollment period. On December 7th, everybody, whatever plan you were in on that date, whether you renewed your plan or you selected a new plan, that's the plan that you'll start on January 1, 2025. So that's called the annual enrollment period.
So if you didn't do anything to change it, they automatically re-enroll you.
You renew under that particular plan.
Yeah, but do you have to sign something saying you're renewing?
Nope.
Or can they automatically just carry you over?
They can automatically carry you over. They'll send you a new card, and they'll come in the mail and says, hey, here's your card. And what happens is that a couple of things, let's just back up for a moment too, Earl. What happens like in September of each year, people should be on the lookout for this. Going forward, what happens is each year you receive what's called an annual notice of change. That tells you the upcoming changes for the 2025 year. You should have received that in the mail. Then you make your enrollment choice based on that. Talk to your agent, review your plan, and see if you got the right plan that you've enrolled into, and it takes you to the following year.
Well, maybe I'm in the condition I'm in because for 5 years I've never had an agent.
You need Jerry Wilson from Sovereign Select.
4842. Listen, we're talking about Medicare. We're going to be talking about the Affordable Care Act. My guest is Mr. Jerry Wilson. And the questions, 855-752-4842 on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Klayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You know, the Motown Monday today is sponsored by and brought to you by none other than, who did I say this was, man? This is the Tower Power. But anyway, I'm joined, my guest is Mr. Jerry Wilson, and he is here. And we're talking about Medicare, and we're going to also talk about the Affordable Care Act. And so if you have any questions or comments, 855-752-4842. So Jerry, here I am another year, and I had planned it. I really said, I'm going to address this because I know that, you know, for 5 years I really haven't done anything other than left things as they were. But I got to tell you, some things have changed physically for me in 5 years.
Okay.
And so, you know, as your body ages, our body is not meant to last forever. And so, you know, that's why it's so critically important that as we age, that we get our understanding of what it's going to cost to maintain this body. And so this Medicare that seems to be so doggone, you know, hard to understand. It's been created in a manner that the average person can't understand it. Why?
Well, I think because when it comes to healthcare, you've got a lot of, you know, you've got an insurance company involved. And with healthcare, when they're either the government or an insurance company is involved.
Yeah, it's about money.
It's about, there's a lot of regulations that take place. And so everybody wants to make sure that they're protecting their interest and that they want to provide a service, you know, to, you know, and health care to the individual. But there are just so many legislative from the original Medicare to looking at insurance company that they're looking at it from a contractual point of view and make sure that they're both covering themselves. So you've got that, you know, layered in there. Now, what I say is that an individual can sit down and go through all the different rules and regulations related to each one, or you can sit down and say, hey, does somebody know more about this than I do? You know, and when you look, when you're talking to an agent or a broker, they've had to get certified, and we certify each year on the different plans and what's available. And so we have to know basically how the plan works. And there's a word that's used a lot of times in the financial world called a fiduciary. Right. I have to operate in the best interest of the individual. That's how I operate. You know, that's how we operate at Sovereign. In the best interest to say, hey, what, you know, what is Earl Ingram? We typically, let's just give you a typical example. When we first meet with you, we say, hey, Earl, what, you know, what's important to you? We listen and we try, we want to understand what's important to you. And then from there, we come back and say, hey, let's build out a plan for you, Earl. And then we'll meet and say, hey, does this meet what you're looking for? You say, yep, I like this, or this works well for me. Nope, nope. You know, just get the likes and dislikes of the individual and build that plan around that. Some people like yourself, they say, hey, I just want to set it and forget it. For 2025, you can't do that.
So let me ask you, is it too late to for those of us who, you know, let December 7th go by? Do we have to wait until 2026 before now, the end of 2025, before we want to possibly make changes?
You have a window. There's a new window. We talked about the AEP before the break. Now we're going to talk about what's called the GEP, the general enrollment period. That starts on January 1 through March 31st of 2025. And what that does, Earl, is that it says to the person who says, you know what, I thought I could set it and forget it, but my health has changed since the open enrollment ended. And I need to, you know, the plan I thought that worked for me was good. It may not meet all my needs. What other options do I have? You, during the general enrollment period, you can take and review your plan. If you're on what's called a Medicare Advantage plan, you can review that plan to say, hey, I want to change it.
So how do I know if I'm on a Medicare Advantage plan?
You receive a card from your carrier that's going to say, you're enrolled with company A, B, or C. You know, it'll have the name of the health insurance company. It'll have the effective date, and it'll tell you what the plan is, you know, what type of plan that you're on. It'll give you all the particulars right on the card there. It'll be displayed right on the card.
So I've got a couple of texts. I have Medicare with Quartz add-on, and it's been great. I recommend others looking to Quartz if they are in Medicare. And then Tom says Medicare disadvantage. So let me ask you, because I think the way it sounds, I must be the only person in the entire state who doesn't understand Medicare, because I'm surprised with the listening audience not respond. Let's go to Cindy quickly from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Well, I have a couple of questions, because I don't want to ask my broker this, because I do have a Medicare broker that I don't want to insult him. So I'm wondering how you guys get paid. Are these on a commission basis? I'm kind of hoping you talk a little bit more about the different payment options, because I had a friend who told me that she doesn't pay anything for her Medicare. And I'm like, yes, you do. It comes out of your Social Security check. And she said, no, it doesn't. So I think people are confused about that, too.
Yeah, they really are, Cindy. And that's the reason that we have Jerry in the studio. If you're just joining us, I'm joined by Jerry Wilson. He is a broker with Sovereign Select. And so we're talking about Medicare. And the ins and outs of it. And also, we're going to be talking about the Affordable Care Act. You can join us at 855-752-4842. You know, your loved ones, you know, if they got any questions, now's the time. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
From the center, WRCE. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Managing stress is a challenge for everyone today and is especially challenging for farmers when so many things are out of their control. But with the right support and resources, it is possible to navigate these pressures and reduce stress. Navigating Your Ag Business from Stress to Success is an online course sponsored by UW-Madison Division of Extension's Farm Management Program and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Farm Center. Joy Kirkpatrick is a UW-Madison Division of Extension Farm Management Outreach Specialist.
Farmers have all kinds of things that can be stressors, and they can be different for each farm. So this program really helps farmers think about what their unique stressors might be in the moment and help them put together a plan that can help them address that stress.
By participating in this program, farmers can build a more resilient and sustainable future for their businesses and their families. Kirkpatrick says those interested can begin the next Navigating Your Ag Business from Stress to Success online course January 1st.
The online part where we meet as a group through Zoom live is actually going to be on Tuesday evenings from 6 to 7:30. But there are online stuff that they need to read and watch videos and things like that on their own as well.
For more information about the online course, go to go.wisc.edu/NYAB or email joy.kirkpatrick@wisc.edu or call 608-263-3485. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor-Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise 28 weeks later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, "He's just so mean and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable," which is great. For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is foggy with drizzle this morning. It is going to stay cloudy, becoming breezy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 42. Tonight, breezy, 28. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cooler, 37. By Wednesday, partly cloudy, with a high of only 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink?
Snowman. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we continue our live coverage from the Seattle area, focusing on the Naval Air Station in Bremerton. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Who's that?
better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. So, you know, we're talking about Medicare. And so, you know, my guest is Mr. Jerry Wilson. And let me do this, man, because there's so much information that we really need to know about. Medication, Medicare Part D. In 2025, what's new?
Earl, before we do that, can we address
Cindy's question?
I just want to make sure that was a great
question. Ahead. I forgot about that.
She asked, and I wanted to make sure we touched base on those. First of all, Cindy, to answer your question, your friend, you talked about your friend not paying anything for Medicare. There are different types of programs that are available through Medicare for individuals. If a person doesn't pay, there's what's called with Medicare Part A, which is your hospitalization part under Medicare. If you work 10 years or more, that Part A, there's zero cost for that. However, when you get to Part B as in boy, there is a monthly cost for every Medicare beneficiary that's on Medicare. And that is paid one of two ways. Either you pay it directly from your Social Security, and for 2024, that amount is $174.70. And for 2025, that amount is going to be approximately $185. That's deducted each month from your Social Security check. Or if a person says, hey, I'm not ready to go on Social Security, they can pay that directly from their checking account as well. But that Part B premium is $174.70. Now, in some cases, Earl and Cindy, the individual that may be paying that, if a person is considered to be what's called, if their income is low enough and they qualify for the state of Wisconsin through Medicaid to assist with that payment, Medicaid may come in and pick up that payment for the individual if their income is low enough. It's called a low income subsidy, and they'll pay that for either a portion or all of that for the individual. So your friend, if their income is low enough, they may not be paying anything, or they may not realize it that Social Security payment is being taken, that Part B, that Medicare premium is being taken out of their Social Security check, and they receive the net amount from Social Security.
All right. Let's go to Charles. Good morning to you, Charles. Thank you very much for the call. You say what? Good morning, Charles. Are you there? Oh, Chuck. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I do have a question. I'm a former state employee, and next year, my basically, I have United Healthcare with the state yet, and it's being paid for by my sick leave that I had when I was a state employee, but it's going to run out. Now, here's the question. I was told or heard that Medicare Advantage plans, you can't stay with your same doctor. Maybe even go to the same hospital. Is that true?
That is incorrect, Chuck. That is incorrect. And what you know, Chuck, I hear this question. I hear this question being asked all the time. That is incorrect. You've got one of two ways that you can do that. You've got two ways you can do that. if a person says, hey, I like my plan, I like my United Healthcare plan. You mentioned, you know, United Healthcare. I like the plan that I'm on. I want to keep that plan. I want to keep my same doctors. If you go on a Medicare supplement plan, you can keep your same doctors, your same, you know, pharmacy and all that takes place. Nothing changes there. Even if you go on a Medicare Advantage plan, you can keep your same doctors, because what happened or should happen is if you work with, you know, like a local agent, or if you work with someone that can sit down and address your situation, we can customize. Earl talked about it earlier. We can customize a plan that's for you that will allow you to keep your same doctors, whether you're on a Medicare Advantage plan or Medicare supplement. I would recommend, you know, if you're not working with an agent and you're on the, you know, if you'd like to be able to have a no cost consultation with myself, feel free to give me a call. Earl, is it okay if I give a number out that they can reach me at? The number is 262-432-9600. Connect with me. I'll independently review your plan, let you know what options are. You can keep your same doctors, your same pharmacy. Everything will stay the same. What will change is that you'll just simply be on, instead of the state of Wisconsin's plan, you'll be your own individual. You'll be on your own individual plan that you make all the decisions for your healthcare choices.
All right, Chuck.
Would like to call you, Gary.
Oh, sure, sure.
It's Jerry. So, but thank you very much for the call, Chuck. So let's talk about the changes in the prescription Medicare Part D.
Mm-hmm. Great. Something that happened on, you know, like in a date that people may not be sitting there saying, gee, I don't remember a lot of things, what happened, in a lot of situations. But on August 16th, 2022, President Biden signed into what's called the Inflation Reduction Act. And what that did, Earl, is that it lowered, when he signed that bill, he said, hey, I want to reduce the costs that Medicare beneficiaries are paying for their prescription drug costs. People, your audience will probably hear this word. You've heard this word before, called the donut hole. And what that meant is that, as you know, you had to pay a certain amount. And on average for 2024, I think it's $5,030 in prescription drug costs before your prescription costs, where your portion that you're paying was reduced. So with the Part D Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, it took and said, hey, the maximum amount that you would pay for prescription drugs, whether you if you have a lot of prescriptions, is $2,000. But now what they also did is that it changed and said that typically a lot of people, they in under the current environment, they have like what's called a zero. They had their deductible is like zero. The cost for their prescription was zero, which meant that they didn't pay anything out of pocket. Well, the Inflation Reduction Act says you pay the first $590, but after that, the max you're going to pay is up to $2,000. For some people, this is like getting money put back into their pocket, because they were paying $5,000, $6,000, $10,000. I have a client that's on a kidney drug, you know, kidney rejection drug, and that prescription was like $8,000 to $10,000. You know, it could be like a cost of $8,000 to $10,000. Well, we've taken her down to $2,000 that she'll pay for the year. So that's really what that prescription drug change is. And for everybody who's saying, Earl, who've been on Medicare for 5 years and said, just want to set it and forget it, you can't do that. You want to at least review it. And if we find that everything's good, we just say, hey, you know, you're good to go for 2025. But if it's not, we have, during the general enrollment period, the opportunity to be able to go back and make changes to that from January 1 of 2025 through March 31st. But after March 31st, you're locked in.
So if you're just joining us, again, I'm joined by Mr. Jerry Wilson, and he's here, and we're talking about, you know, Medicare. We're also going to be talking about the Affordable Care Act, because, again, this not open enrollment. What is it called in January?
The general enrollment.
The general enrollment, and that's January
1st through March 31st of 2025.
And during that time, people can, if they say, well, you know, I just got locked in, you have a right to change that. There's nothing they can do.
Right. You have the opportunity to be able to change that plan. Now, whatever, you only get to make one choice. So whatever choice you make, choose wisely, because once you make that selection from January 1st through March 31st, that is the plan that you'll be locked into for the rest of that year. Until open enrollment comes around again in October, you can change it for 2026.
So Jerry, this clearly is very complicated. And I know, again, as a recipient for 5 years, still trying to understand it is more than a notion. Okay, so we're not going to get all that solved right here and now.
Nope.
You know, we can talk about it at another date. But the Affordable Care Act,
mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how I remember the first time I wound up with the Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost my job, and it was the first time in my life, literally, that I did not have insurance because my dad worked. And so we always had insurance all the way up until the time I was turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
I was insured. And then once I turned 18, I worked for a company that provided me insurance all the way up until the time I was 52 years old, and then the company left.
Uh-huh.
And here I was for the first time in my life without insurance coverage. The Affordable Care Act came into existence.
Uh-huh.
And I wound up with a, might have been a gold package.
Correct.
Uh-huh. But what I didn't, it was so expensive that I had a $5,000 deductible,
mm-hmm.
as well as my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it was looked at as a panacea, it was still almost unaffordable for the average person because the people who agreed to having the Affordable Care Act come in did not want to go all the way, mm-hmm. because of the insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about, you know.
The Affordable Care Act, it went into effect in 2014. And so it's been around for a number of years. Now, the first version is a lot different from what we're seeing right now. And so I would say, hey, in the past it was, I'd use the word clunky and very, it provided coverage. And it covered what they were trying to get at is that they're trying to get at preventative care.
Right.
And trying to provide like 10 services that it would provide, your annual physical, for a lady, a mammogram, or a gentleman, you know, colonoscopy, you know, man and female. But just trying to cover those 10 preventative services. But what it did, though, is that at least it gave a person some coverage when you went to the hospital. Now, you'd have the deductible that you had to hit for that out-of-pocket cost. Well, that has changed. In 2024, going into 2025, there are more carriers. So the more competition there is, the better the environment gets for the consumer. So for anyone that's looking at the Affordable Care Act, you want to look at that and say, hey, it's good for the individual who has no coverage right now, and let's say if they're in between jobs right now, the Affordable Care Act has plans that are available to the individual. Now, it's based off of your income and your household, so a number of factors go into that, and then what you get what's called a premium tax credit, or it helps to buy down the cost of that insurance, and then the consumer pays a smaller premium depending on their income.
All right, 855-752-4842. You have any questions or comments about Medicare or the Affordable Care Act, now is the time. My guest is Mr. Jerry Williams. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Yeah! He might surprise you, because he's coming to town.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massinellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you-can't-have-just-one-slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Compliments of, you know, the one and only Tower of Power. But I want to thank my guest, Mr. Jerry Wilson, and we're going to continue the conversation. But I have to, you know, let you know who the politrickster of the day is. And it's not one individual. It is Congress. Because here we are again on December 20th talking about shutting down the government because elected officials can't seem to come to grips with what's in the best interest to keep our nation running. Now, I'm not, you know, the most educated person when it comes to the inner workings of our government, but I do know we live in a representative government and we elect people who are supposed to look out for our interests. And so when we can't get the things done that are necessary to keep our government going, and every few months there's this constant fight about we need to compromise in order to make sure that the government's not shut down nonstop, you know, every 4 or 5 months, it's ridiculous. So to the Congress, you are officially the politricksters of the day on the Earl Ingram Show. Jerry, when we talked, man, about the Affordable Care Act and just how important it is, I remember, you know, that prior to the Affordable Care Act, insurance companies and hospitals could deny you access if you had pre-existing conditions.
That's correct. And that still can take place depending on, you know, where you apply for your insurance. The neat thing about the Affordable Care Act or marketplace insurance that a person can get, no individual can be rejected due to pre-existing health conditions. And what you want to do, though, is that Real quick, I know our time is short, Earl, but you want to really take advantage of that now. You talked about how the plans were more expensive before. Were there a lot more, depending on a person's is based off of income in their household, they're a lot more affordable now. So you've got some cases where individual, depending on their household income, they may have a premium of zero to, like, you see it on the commercial all the time, from $0 to $10, depending on their income, their household income. The other thing is that you want to apply. We talked earlier about Medicare and the open enrollment period, you know, that just ended, and how they've got that new period where they can apply the general enrollment period for Medicare. Well, the open enrollment period is taking place right now for the Affordable Care Act. Now, if you wanted your coverage to start on January 1st, you had to do it by today. We're doing this show on December 16th. The deadline to enroll for a January 1 start date was December 15th. That was yesterday. However, there's still an opportunity through January 15th to have that plan start on February 1st. So a person may be without coverage for a moment there. And typically what you're finding is that the reason this is so important is that a lot of people were, when COVID took place, a lot of people got were receiving, you know, the Affordable Care Act, and you didn't have to meet the requirements everybody could apply through Medicaid. So what's happening is that a lot of people are being, there's a procedure called they did an unwinding. So now you have to prove that you're eligible for Medicaid, Badger Care through the state of Wisconsin. In a lot of cases, people didn't have to prove anything. And then once they went back and looked at their income, they weren't qualified for Badger Care or Medicaid. So they ended up with no health insurance. Well, the place that they could go to get coverage would be the marketplace.
So next week. Later on this week, I've got somebody coming in to talk about Badger Care.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I will say to you, Jerry, with all candor, let's say Donald Trump, you know, is going to become the new president. A lot of these things could change.
I tread lightly when I say this. You're absolutely correct. A lot of things could change, because one of the things that your listening audience want to be concerned with is that they're looking at Medicare, they're looking at Social Security,
they're looking at
the Affordable Care Act or Marketplace. So a lot of people have coverage through those different vehicles. So you want to watch and make sure that you're letting what's going to happen in 2025. We don't know how it's going to shape out for 2026, but I can tell you that I'm not trying to predict anything, but I think there are going to be some changes come 2026 to the current health structure we have.
You know, man, it clearly is. And I think what's so frightening is people who voted for him don't know that he and what they're attempting to do with Social Security, Medicare, and other things, and they're looking to make some major and drastic cuts.
Major
on those programs, mm-hmm. and the very people who voted for them never thought that they would do such an egregious thing.
It's always the person next door that's going to happen to. It's not going to happen to me. And unfortunately, there may be some changes in 2026 that may impact people that they're not aware of right now.
Hey, Jerry, thank you very much. That's Jerry Wilson. And I want to thank everybody who made the show go up. You know, next, Jane Madner and Greg Bogg, Madner on Air. See you guys tomorrow, and we're going to certainly spend some time talking about the legalization of marijuana from the perspective of Elton John. See you guys on tomorrow.
From the center, WRCE. Dom Selvia.
I'm Jimmy Cuska, filling in for Dom Selvia. Coming up Monday, we'll talk gas prices heading into the holidays, and it's not too late to run for local office. We'll tell you how.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Todd Alba Show.
We're going to meet each other out in beautiful Seattle. My youngest godson lives out there. He works for the Navy at the Bremerton Naval Shipyard.
This is like your trip to L.A. There's always a connection over here.
Well, sure, because there's no hotel cost. I crash on people's couches. Right?
You are as innovative as you are cheap. That's a beautiful thing. You're correct. Thrifty, my friend. Are you sure Todd's a former Republican? Yes. Yes, he is.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Donald Trump will appear this morning with the chief of a Japanese investment company who's going to announce a pledge to invest $100 billion in projects in the U.S. during the Trump administration. ABC's Catherine Falder says this is not a new strategy.
This is almost exactly what Trump did during the first transition in December of 2016, where he also appeared next to this very same CEO of the same company who at that time pledged to invest $50 billion in projects.
Trump's picks for cabinet positions continue their meetings on Capitol Hill, including Robert Kennedy Jr., the choice for health secretary. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security have deployed infrared cameras and drone detection technology to ensure that drones flying over New Jersey and New York are not harmful, according to a law enforcement source. And workers at two Amazon facilities in New York City say they could walk off the job because of a contract dispute. This is ABC News.
You can always